Warning: this program is not suitable for underage listeners because two idiots decided to use continuously explicit language. That being said, dear parents, lock your children outside the room that you are listening to our lovely show and enjoy our stupidity. Also, in every episode we're going to try to improve our sound quality and stupidity. That's been said, enjoy. Stay tuned or be doomed.
Welcome to Metal Waveform.
Hey, and welcome back with another episode of Mel Brainfart, when we where we speak nonsense, bullshit, and sometimes about metal. Tonight I am joined again with my good friend Brewer Thunderhead on the other side on the line. How's it going, mate?
Hey, dude, I'm doing all right. I'm just fine, I guess. I have been having a pretty chill weekend and not been up too much. I've just been out and about, wandering in the forests and whatever in this nice autumn weather. So that's what I've been up to.
Yeah, at least the weather is good, man. I mean, it's not so fucked up cold, but it's not fucking 25 plus shitty summer.
Nah, the weather right now is just perfect. You know, it's like you can go outside and have a nice jacket, a nice leather jacket, or whatever you want to wear, and yeah, I really like it this time of year. You know, the older I get, the more I start to appreciate the autumn.
Yeah, are you kidding me? I was driving a scooter before 2 days, just with a shorts and shirt.
Oh fuck, really?
Yeah.
Well, then you gotta have been having some better weather than I've been having, because I mean, it's been nice, don't get me wrong, but it's not really like shorts kind of a weather, but
I mean, you enjoy 25 plus and I enjoying minus 20, so here is the difference.
Yeah, I mean, of course. Well, yeah, should we what's on the agenda here? Should we get into our picks of the week? I actually forgot to ask you beforehand what you wanted to make a pick for, so you can send me so I can write it into our
notes. I basically didn't have till now.
Alright, do you want to make the honors then, or do you want me to?
Yeah, but should we start with a big news, or?
Yeah, sure, go ahead, tell them about the news.
Well, for everyone who is subscribe to our page or follow us or whatever bullshit is called, that shit, probably already know, because early today what date is today? 10th of October?
You mean the date of today? It's the 10th, yeah. 10th of October today, as we're recording this.
We put some post because it's official. 25th of December, me and Brew are going to a bar and we are gonna make Mel Brainfart live. And the bar is Freas Mangio, so it's official. We just said a couple of times, but it wasn't 100% official. Now it's official. It's on their page, it's on our page. So be there in Shitmas Day if you don't have anything better to do. So yeah, it's gonna be fun.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool thing, because when we were somewhat planning this out, because I just I'm gonna take the honor for this idea, because
yeah, sure,
it was sort of my idea. But the thing was, I just had a huge brain fart once again. I was like, hey dude, Daro, my man, wouldn't it be really awesome if we would, you know, have a live podcast at Club Fredagsmangel, since we're basically friends of the club, or like sort of the semi-official podcast
form. Unofficial official podcast.
Unofficial official, yeah. Semi-official podcast for Club Fredagsmangel. So, you know, and you, I mean, I put out the idea for you, and I was like, you know, I didn't think too much about it. And then all of a sudden you write to me like, okay, 90% sure. And I was like, okay, that sounds amazing. But
90% sure of what? for the live show? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. No.
But once again, you give it the idea and I just take it in hand and we made it. Like the same shit was with the podcast. Hey, man, it's going to be great if we have a podcast. Sure. And now we are recording like, I don't know, how many episodes, like 25, 30 episodes we have.
Yeah, somewhere around that. It depends on which episode you would count or not. That's a little bit of a definition question between you and I, but yeah, we've been going for 20 plus at least, so and still going strong, I suppose. I mean, we've been keeping this up for half a year, so, but
yeah, and 1 month we even didn't record, so
yeah. Well, it was the summertime, and I think we agree on that point, that during the summertime in the future we'll definitely not be as frequent. But I mean, as things are looking, you know, during the summertime there might be a little bit more of thundering alone, perhaps, because
let's shoot together with me.
Or maybe we'll do something together, or maybe you do something solo, I don't know, but
yeah,
we'll see when we get there, I suppose. But yeah, I got sidetracked. But anyway, we're doing a live show on the 25th of December, on Christmas Day. So be sure to, if you are in the Sweden area, especially Stockholm area, be sure to be there, because it will be really fun. It will be a great time, you know. And you get to meet us.
Big fun.
You can get autographs and shit, but I don't think you want that. I mean... But if you want to buy me, if you want to buy us beers, we're all game for that.
Well, I'm not gonna say no to some liquor, like so. We're gonna see.
No.
Anyway, more detail gonna came up. Probably it's gonna be like free format show. We're gonna try to be a little bit more funny than we are now. We're going to see how it's going to be. But anyway, it's almost 2 months from now. So it's coming, man. It's coming.
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, maybe we'll keep you up to date and see how... I mean, you know.
Yep. Whatever. More news is coming in the future episode. So, pick of the week. It's actually it's not album, it's more like DVD or a concert album.
I guess we can go along with that.
Yeah, cuz again it's a good concert. I watched it like 2 or 3 times. And I was thinking about pick of the week, but the band unfortunately didn't really something happened with their album, so it's gonna be delayed and I couldn't listen it. And it's the new 1 hour of pain, so one day of pain, fuck. And the thing is, I didn't listen, so I can't say it's my pick of the week. So my pick of the week is Crematory, live at Wacken Open Air 2014. It's the German band Crematory. It's a really, really good gig. They play a lot of old songs that is not of their changed style. So there's at that point they're still doing more death gothic than industrial gothic, and I can say
Crematory has been coming up a lot in recent episodes, I've noticed.
Well, because this band is weird for me, because I like really much Crematory, but at one point it's just like taking a drape and put it behind in the front of them, so that you forget about the band for a year and a half, 2 years almost, and then you play one song and man, you can listen it for weeks without stop. So this album is also great to open the band for the new fans, because it's like 11 songs, but from almost all of their old discography.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's just hits. Probably, I don't remember from the whole DVD, I don't remember 3 songs. Otherwise, everything is great. And I have an opportunity to see them in Bulgaria, Sofia, like 2008, I want to say, was the first time. Okay. With two Bulgarian bands. One was Hyperborea and the other one was The Revenge Project. And the second time when they played, I think they play with Evergrey. So for me, that's my pick of the week: Crematory, Life at Wacken Open Air 2014.
Right, so that's a pretty recent release, I think. I haven't really listened to Crematory at all, but as you've described them in previous episodes, it sounds at least interesting. I don't know if it is something for me, but it sounds interesting, so I might
Try. They have, yeah, because I was like split between this album and one other Life album again. Life Inseration or whatever, 2017. They have more songs, again it's good, but I think I like this lineup of band members better than the other one, but yeah.
Right, well then, I guess I'm gonna go with my pick then, and I have been, we tried to do an episode a couple of while ago that didn't go so well.
That you fucked up?
Yeah, there was technical difficulties to be... But whatever.
Actually, sorry I disturb you, man. Just want to correct myself for two stuff. First of all, the last time when we met each other wasn't at Halloween. It was actually this year around March when you came and we recorded the episode at home. And the second thing, I remember, which one was the third band of this fuck. Now I forget again the name of Combat Tour. Combat Tour 2 was the DVD I was speaking about with Fate or Fear and Forbidden, and the third band was Death Angel.
Ah, okay.
Not Death Angel, Dark Angel.
Dark Angel, all right.
Yes.
Yeah, Dark Angel. So, aren't they more about death metal? Oh, this is the crazy thing, because Death Angel, that's a thrash band, right?
Both are thrash.
Both are thrash. I thought it was like that... I thought it was like that one of them was a death metal band and one of them was a thrash band, but that's the thing, because Death Angel sounds like a death metal band, but it isn't.
You mean Dark Angel, because Death Angel you mean the name, or?
Yeah, I mean the name.
Ah, okay. Okay.
It sounds like it would be, but I mean, I don't know.
But actually they're they're even light band than Dark Angel.
Yep.
It's more speedier than Dark
Angel.
But aren't
they more like deathy? I mean, Dark Angel. That is. I mean, like thrashy, death metal, or
yeah, like Slayer almost, in that type of thrash.
Okay, I'm not gonna check that out then.
No. I mean, when I say like Slayer, I mean this aggressive style.
Yeah. I get you. I'm just fucking around a bit.
I know.
But okay. It's good that you clear that up, and it's good. I mean, whenever.
Yeah, because you know, sometimes when you are on spot, you forget the facts and it sucks.
Fuck, man. Then you know, remember. I don't even remember that I make, you know, a mistake. So I'll guess when I meet you guys in December, if you have something, some grievance to bring up with me, I mean, I'm all ears. If I said something wrong about something I've said on the show, because I don't remember. I mean, I don't remember what we talked about last time. So.
And you make her researches.
Yeah, I do research and then I forget everything. What do you know?
Because I don't make research, and it's normal for me when I speak on the spot to make a mistake.
Yeah, but like I've described the show earlier, for me this is like taking a shit. You know, I remember that I took the shit, but I don't remember how big it was or how it felt. I only remember that, well, I did it. So,
dude, come on. If you compare with the shit, I don't remember how many times I take the shit. So
yeah, you must be shitting all the time.
Well, just around the morning, around the time period between 5 a.m. to 8 a.m., I shit like 3 or 4 times anyway.
Damn. Man, I can't even bring myself to shit like 2 times a day maybe. And I think that's a lot. Anyway, we're talking about all right, shit. Okay, we went from like correction to talking about pooping. All right. So my pick of the week is something. I was beginning a story here about our failed episode, and I got into a little bit of a new wave of British heavy metal kind of a streak there for a while, and I found out about Bruce Dickinson's old band, Samson. Mm-hmm. And the thing was, you know, the thing with Bruce Dickinson, it's all right, I guess. Not a huge fan, but I mean, it's okay. But then I found out about that, you know, Samson, he didn't quit playing after Dickinson. He continued to put out albums.
No. Even I have one vinyl, Don't Get Angry, Don't Get Even, or whatever it's called.
Don't Get Even, yeah. It's from 82, yeah. I think. It's like the first after Bruce left. But however, I stumbled across this album when I was on Lost FM. Because on Lost FM you got like recommendations based on what you listen to. And for some reason they wanted me to check out this album, which is my pick of the week, Refugee, which was made in 1990, which is somewhat late. And you know, I was like, okay, why do they want me to check this album out? I mean,
yeah, because at that point they already have like 4 albums before.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, I mean, it's a little bit of a late album, and it's made in the 90s, you know, the somewhat a bad era, especially for, you know, the old fools,
the metal
old guard, so to speak, of metal. Yeah. But I gave this album a chance because you know, it had a nice cover, really nice cover. And, you know, whenever there's a nice cover, I always give it a chance, you know, because...
I mean, the cover is typical heavy metal sort of... style, like, for example, Sirti Kungo.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they say don't judge a book by its cover, but, you know, for me, it's like...
Yeah, because...
If it has a nice cover, I will check it out. And but anyways, I mean, this was a really solid album, I might say. And I'm not a particularly huge fan of Doug Samson and his work. I think he's a little too bluesy for my taste. But in this case, it sounded... I mean, music... I mean, it's hard to describe. Musically, it sounds like Samson. But it sounds like Samson's in a late 80s sort of a Headless Cross kind of a sounding way. I don't know, it reminded me of someone somewhat of like a war of the late 80s inspired thing, but not really. It's really hard to put my finger on what I like about it. It just pushes all the right buttons for me. It's a really good album, and I'm really happy.
Probably I need to check it.
Yeah, I am.
Because I know Samson like a name. I obviously have an album by Samson, and from Dickinson era I know like one or two songs, and one is the most famous Run with the Angels. So that's my knowledge with Samson.
Yeah, And checking here on the Metal Archives, this album, Refugee, is probably the most highest ranking on on Metal Archives. So that's saying something. But I definitely recommend it. I really enjoyed it. So,
but now I'm on Metal Archives. Man, they have a lot singles, even full length. They have like 7 or 8 albums.
Yeah,
the last one, the most recent is 2006.
Yeah, and that was like a Postscript. It's literally called Postscript as well, because Doug Samson unfortunately passed away in 2002. So. Which was sad. But I mean, here's the thing, you know, Refugee, this album, it sounds very good. I mean, because as far as I've gathered, Paul Samson, I don't know why I say Doug Samson, that's like a Doug Samson, that was like an old drummer in Maiden, but okay, Paul Samson, I mean, he was a producer, I think, as well. He produced a lot of things that he did, and from what I hear, it sounds really good, especially this album, Refugee. He did a lot of he produced it as well, and it sounds amazing. So,
but not only Paul Samson, the same year actually two of Samson passed away, Chris Eimer as well.
Yeah he did,
the bass player.
Yeah, he passed away in 2007, I see here.
No, 2002, the both of the guys.
No, check under his name, 2007, Chris Eimer.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm watching when it was active.
Yeah,
I was like, what the fuck.
Yeah, the band fucking died in 2002, unfortunately. But
so basically they need two more guys to pass away, and then we have a reunion.
Basically. But Thunderstick is still around. That's amazing.
Yeah,
weird fucking dude, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
From what I've heard, really into drugs. But
yeah, but see, he's like producer of Angel Witch, also Egypt. I never hear about that band, Egypt, whatever.
I actually tried to find out about them, but I didn't find anything. I found a bunch of other bands called Egypt, but not that one particularly.
Yeah, he is producer, engineering the Iommi album. Melpolis, his producer in Missy, Rock Goddess, awesome, and a lot of Samson stuff between 80s and 2006, I think, over there.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. I don't know about the other stuff, but I think at least I've only heard this one record that he produced, but I think it sounds amazing. So I mean, obviously the dude he knew what sounded good, so that's pretty cool. Too bad.
Yep. Shit happens, man.
It does. So,
What we are speaking tonight?
Yeah, we think we settled on side projects.
I don't remember even.
Nah, we're doing a episode about side projects. So.
Oh, okay.
Nice. I haven't been thinking too much about it. To be honest, I haven't really done any show prep at all.
Like you hear, I don't even remember what we're going to speak today.
Oh, well, what do you know? But, you know, I don't know. I mean, we could. I mean, I have some bands that I can mention from the top of my head.
Sure.
So, you know, when I think side projects, you know, I only really think about the bands you know. Because obviously they're like million bands have like millions of side projects and whatever, but I think the first that came to my mind at least was the great John Schaefer of Iced Earth. He had a lot of side projects.
Did you think for this side project that I'm thinking about with Hansi?
That's one of them, definitely. Demons and Wizards. That's
because I think Demons and Wizards is most known his side project.
Yeah, definitely, and that is, as a matter of fact, a side project, because when the little research I did, for some reason, I started to listen to Bruce Dickinson for some fucking reason, but
because it's a fucking side project, it's normal.
But here's the thing, though. it began as a side project, because I think he put out his first album slightly before they put out No Prayer for the Dying.
Yeah.
So it basically began as a side project, and those early albums are really wishy-washy, I would say. They're really weird.
Careful good drugs.
Yeah.
Careful good drugs, but again, it's not bad. Nothing is so bad like a fucking Shishutsu or whatever it's called.
Well, I mean, that's like your opinion, man. But, I mean, the thing with his earlier records are a bit... I mean, those are basically just platforms for... I think, like, the first two ones, he was still in Maiden. So so he just did, like, you know, shit that Maiden didn't like, basically. So he put them on his solo record, I think. Yeah, let me see here. Oh, no, the first one was made in 1990, so it came out the same year as No Prayer. And then he did Balls to Picasso in 94, so that was, like, a year after he left, so...
What was the first his album? I don't remember.
Tattooed Millionaire.
I wasn't sure if it's Tattooed Millionaire or Chemical Wedding.
Chemical Wedding is way, way later. But yeah. But technically, I mean, if we want to get technical here, I mean, his real first album was his third one, Skunk Works, because that was when he, like, truly became metal. Because Tattooed Millionaire and Balls to Picasso is more like all over the fucking place, because we have like a metal song here and there, and then there's some
Tattoo Millionaire is like a fucking great metal song marking on glam metal bands like Motley Crue and whatever.
Yeah, but I was listening to Tears of the Dragon the other day from
Man Boris. I love this song, but
it's fucking great. But have you noticed, like, in the middle of it, there's like a fucking reggae thing.
Exactly, that was I'm going to say. If they cut that section, it's going to be great.
That's for the fucking thing. I think I've heard this track a couple of times on radio, but when I listen to the, because whenever I heard it on the radio, I don't remember this reggae thing.
Because the radio version is cut. That's why.
That's why, right?
Because the original one is almost like 7-8 minutes.
Fuck, let me see here. Okay, here we have the single from 94. Oh yeah, there's a... No. No, the track is 6 minutes, but they must have cut it down on the radio, because I have heard this song. Not a lot on radio, but I've heard it a couple of times on radio. But it was when I sat down and listened to it, and then... And I was like, what the fuck is... What is this? What the fuck is going on here?
Every time when I hear it, it's like, oh man, I wish this, just this part, to not exist.
I mean, it doesn't really fit at all. I mean, you could cut it out, and you know, it wouldn't, you know, it wouldn't mess with the song.
Yeah, because it's like what reggae soul.
I mean, it sounds like. I mean, I actually like The Police, but you know. It's not
Police is okay band.
But you don't want to hear The Police in the middle of a, you know, Maiden-ish sounding ballad. You know, I like to keep my things separated.
yeah. You know? I mean, exactly.
Yeah.
Because Tears of the Dragon is, we can consider as a ballad, but see, he made another ballad, what it was called, Here in the church. I forgot the name of the about. But it's with Adrian Smith. The same period before they came back with to Maiden. I think one of the last album, because the video Bruce is with a short hair. So
I mean, it could be either Accident of Birth or The Chemical Wedding, because those two albums had Adrian Smith on them.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to them so intently. I've only listened to like a couple of songs. But I must.
Yeah, just wanna see this ballad that is there. Bruce Dickinson. Man on Sorrow.
Oh, okay.
Is the song.
I think
it's
I heard
totally different. Yeah, it's a good one.
No.
No, for you, yes, for me, but well.
I went through like a mixed, you know, a mixtape or what you should call it on YouTube, and it was just ballads, and I was like, man, this sounds like all the shitty, like, post 2000 Maiden ballads, and now I know where they come from. It's fucking Bruce and his shitty ballads, man. I can't stand them. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but since we are on this pipeline, probably we can go with Adrian Smith as well.
Oh yeah, yeah. He had a couple of.
And I think one of most known is ASAP.
Oh yeah.
Adrian Smith, whatever.
Yeah, it was like Adrian Smith and Project, literally.
Yeah.
I found it here on the trivia page on Encyclopedia Metallum. I found ASAP stood for Adrian Smith and Project. So, okay.
Yeah, something like this. I don't like I said, I don't remember shit when I'm put it on the spot, and since I'm just woke up, it's even worse.
Excuses.
Yeah, excuses is like shit, man. Everyone have it and everyone take it.
Indeed.
Yeah, and Paul Di'Anno, man. But because, I don't know, Di'Anno or which band should we put in that category for a side project? Because he and Blaze have a lot bands or side project or whatnot. Basically, it's almost the same shit, but different names.
Yeah, well, I mean, a solo project. I mean, I was about to say it when we mentioned Bruce Dickinson here, because it began as a side project from Iron Maiden. But when he left Iron Maiden, it became his full-time solo project. And then again, you know, the thing with Bruce Dickinson, the solo project, it hasn't officially ended, because he released an album in 2005, 2006. I think it was slightly before they released A Matter of Life and Death. Then Bruce Dickinson did a record, which was somewhat weird, but okay.
Yeah.
So technically, I mean, now it's ever since he joined, I mean, Maiden again, it's a side project once again, so.
Probably it's going to be like Rob Halford with his stuff. Should we go with Judas Priest now?
Yeah, I mean, we can talk about whatever.
Yeah, because basically that came next in my mind is like Judas Priest and especially Rob Halford with... first, I think, came 2, and after that came Fight, and then came Halford.
Yeah, but I mean, were they? They were projects that were formed, not as side projects, I think. Or was any of them?
Yeah, and 2 was somehow a little bit weird one, because he tried to make like Pantera influenced band, I think.
Yeah, but my point being is that it wasn't really a side project, because he created those projects when he left Judas Priest. So I mean.
Yeah, well, okay, we can...
In technicality, you know, Halford, his solo project became a side project. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but okay, we gonna change the episode topic. It's not gonna be side project, it's gonna be project. That include side project as well.
Okay,
let's
project.
Get easier.
Okay, fuck it, just project, solo projects... Mm.
Side project and whatever.
Yeah,
bullshit.
I mean, okay, that we can go with that. That's fine.
It's gonna be easier, man, because I cannot think just this and this technically and whatever. But yeah, like most of the big band, they have when you succeed, you make side project, solo project, or whatever bullshit project.
Yeah, and so, a lot of bands begins as side projects and then sort of morph into a full-on, you know, full-on, what should you call it? Like a full-time job full-time band.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah, like full-time band or like full bullet or I don't know. Yeah. Fuck it. So yeah, Ralph Halford, he have three projects that is well known beside Judas Priest, and I think just Fight was the weird one.
Yeah, that, wasn't it like thrash metal or something?
Yeah, he tried to, like I said, he tried to make a Pantera influenced band.
Thrash / groove. Ugh.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And honestly, I don't remember this album very well.
I don't think I've heard shit, honestly, from. I don't think I've heard a single song from off of Fight at all.
Because I have Fight Words on cassette tape back in Bulgaria, so I listen.
Alright. And you mentioned this band Tubo, what the fuck? I mean,
yeah.
I don't know how it's supposed to be read, but wasn't that some kind of industrial thing?
I don't know, man. I think I never hear about that band. From that band.
I mean, he was doing something industrial, I think. I don't know if it was his early Halford thing or if it's like a newer... Man, I don't...
No fucking idea.
I mean,
the
only thing I know of Halford a bit is like Resurrection and Crucible, because I had a friend in high school, in junior high school, that is, that was really into like Judas Priest and Halford, and he played a couple of Halford songs, and you know, it sounds like Halford.
We mentioned back in the previous episode, me and you, we are more into a Maiden camp than Judas Priest, so yeah
I mean, it's sort of like a gray zone for us both, I guess.
Yeah. So we are not very good with Judas Priest or Halford stuff.
Yeah, but at least we mentioned it. I mean, he's been Halford has been doing his thing, you know, bits.
And like I said, especially the last two Judas Priest albums is way better than the last two Maiden albums. Sorry, especially the last one.
Well, I mean, you and Razor Fist can like get up in a tree and make out or something. I don't care. Whatever boats your float. Okay, I mean, this discussion is a bit all over the place. Should we count?
Like
I mean, since we're on the Priest, train here, I mean, could you consider KK's Priest? It's a solo project, definitely. Right, KK's Priest.
Yeah, it's a solo project, but yeah, we can consider it as a solo project, side project or whatever bullshit. But I don't know if we could count it, because at that point he's already been out of the band for like years, not for 1 year. It's been what, 10 years more?
Oh yeah, I mean, when KK's Priest was formed in 2019, and that's basically in and around that time, 2009, 2010, I think. I don't remember. But it was...
Because I remember when I saw Priest, I saw it just one 2011, and they was without KK.
Yeah, well, like I said, I don't remember exactly the year, but it was in and around 2009 and 2010 where he quit. Because I saw them in 2008, and then KK was still in the band, so I think it was... I managed to see them the last time, you know, with the real lineup. So
fuck
that's
you.
Cool. Yeah, well, I mean, there's plenty of bands that I can't see, so, I mean, I'm happy for the few lineups that I've been able to.
Yeah.
But I don't know, I mean, I wouldn't put it like... I mean, will we be able to see KK Downing back in Priest again? I don't know. I mean, it might not happen.
Who knows, man? Probably not. Depends how they gonna go financially.
Yeah.
So, For example, we'll see Kiss, man. They hate each other from the guts, but because of the money, they still together.
Yeah, that's the case with a lot of pop, especially very popular bands, I've noticed.
Yeah.
So, but speaking about Kiss, I was actually, we can just to mention it. In 1978, they did like this weird thing where every member of the band made their own solo album.
Yeah, I hear about that. I never listened to their solo project or solo album or whatnot. But what I hear from Mel Hangover, because they actually, from there I was more like, aha, okay, that one. They speak about Gene Simmons. And you know, Gene Simmons is always like the scariest one, the evil. And you expected to hear some not death metal, but some metal. And you hear
some heavier stuff, I guess.
Yeah, and you're hearing some poppy stuff, like Top of the Pops or whatever bullshit.
But I think Peter Criss once was even worse, I think, because he made
R&B and shit. Well, I don't know, man.
I mean, like it depends. That. I mean, just because you do an R&B record doesn't mean it's bad necessarily.
Like I said, I like some Kiss song. Never been a huge Kiss fan. I saw them once. It's enough for me.
Oh man, I don't have a dog in this race. I fucking hate Kiss. So I mean, I think the only member I appreciate is like Paul Stanley, because he made a record in 2005 which was decent, but actually, other than that I don't like them.
Ace Frehley is a good one. I saw him at Grönland, because you know I bought this yearly ticket.
Oh yeah.
So yeah. I went there, I saw it, and I enjoyed the show. It was good.
Yeah, well, I don't know, I mean, he was the solo guitarist, right? Ace Frehley.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I can imagine. I mean, he might
also
be,
know maybe. Frehley Comet or whatever, this solo project, whatever.
Oh yeah. Man, once again, we're in waters I haven't tread.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to smoke a beer and drink a cigarette. We do all the time. So.
Hey, all the listeners on Metal Braveheart. This is Malary of Mabuchar. We're ready to go on stage next year to celebrate our anniversary, 4 years of speed and rough and raw metal. And I hope you like it. And this is Melary, and I greet all the listeners. So stay tuned and stay metal.
And we're back once again with Metal Brain Fart. And
And farts.
Yeah.
Want to say something. Probably you gonna hear some strange noises. I think the neighbors aside of me or up of me is making some drilling. So
I was about to ask you what the fuck's going on in the background, but I guess that's all right now. But I was talking.
Well, see.
Whoa, what the
since
fuck?
We are doing it the fucking apartment and you never know, man. We are not in the studio, we are not in the house that no one do anything, so yeah, shit happens.
I'm just happy that my neighbors I have are usually pretty quiet, at least when I do the show. I haven't had any problems because but it's only the like the neighbor right over my head, the apartment above. He only wakes up after like 10 o'clock in the evening, which is somewhat annoying, but since I don't really do anything right now, I don't have a problem with it, but it's just annoying that he makes no noise at all. But you know, 10 o'clock in the evening, you know, when everyone is supposed to be silent, he's fucking out
man,
doing shit.
And do you know what is the funny thing? They was quiet till now, and basically they started to drilling when we decide to record the fucking show, and especially the second half of the show. So fuck off.
Why are they drilling at this this time of the day? What the fuck is up with that?
Well, it's 5:30 p.m., so it's quite okay time. But
I wouldn't do it.
You're a strange guy anyway, so... But like I said, how the fuck they decide exactly when we record, so fuck off!
God damn it.
Yeah, alright. So,
yeah, do you have something?
I'm going again with a big one, and that's Slayer. And especially Dave Lombardo. Because I think the time when he was out from Slayer in the 90s, he created his project Grip Inc. That is nice one. It's like heavy metal with a punk vocal, but have a little bit thrash. And most I think most well-known song is Rusty Nail from this project. Okay. And I think they have one or two albums, not sure actually. Gonna check now.
They have five albums.
Whoa, five.
Or, no, four. Sorry, I read a little... But then again, whenever I see the genre groove metal, I usually just...
Well, that was a time at 90s, man. If it's not a new metal, it's gonna be groove metal. Not new metal, fuck. Fucking Braveheart. If it's not a fucking grunge, it's gonna be groove metal.
Yeah, that was the thing that were popular around that time. Fucking grunge and groove. GGG.
Yeah. GG Allin.
Yeah, he was... Was he big in the 90s? I think it died in the 90s, didn't he?
I think he died in 92, something like this.
Oh yeah, so it was the decade of GG, I guess.
Yeah. If you put 3G, it's a totally different genre, and it's more like fuck your own film, man.
GG.
Why the fuck they decide to drill tonight? Fucking
I don't
morons.
Know. They must have known that you're doing the second hour. They're like, so I ain't gonna fucking do that.
Yeah, it's annoying. Even if you're with a sound canceling, I hope the microphone do not pick so much of this noise. But I don't know.
I don't think. I mean, you know, even if you have sound canceling software, it doesn't matter because you will still hear it.
Yeah, you know,
that's the annoying part. You can't take it out of your mind.
Yeah. Fucking morons.
Well,
I saw that even 2004 Dave Lombardo was at Metallica drumming.
Yeah, he was a live member as far as I know.
That was one show that our good friend Mr. Moneymaker wasn't available, and they have a show with this guy that died from sleep shit, Joy Jordison. And so that's it, man, for Slayer.
Yeah. Yeah, because they've been consistently like staying together pretty much, the guys, I suppose.
Except the drummers, but they have like two other drummers beside Dave Lombardo. One is Paul Bostaff, that he returned when again for a second time when Dave Lombardo take off from 2010-11 or whatever, he quit the band, and I don't remember. And Gary Hall from Exodus since Jeff Hanneman passed. So yeah.
Has he been up to something? I mean, Gary Holt, that is. I mean, he seems like a guy that would be...
He is now with Suicidal Tendencies.
Oh man, all of these bands I don't give a crap about.
Well, shoot with something that you give a crap.
Well, usually the bands I give a crap about don't do side projects. Nah, I'm kidding. Well, something I do give a crap about a bit is we were talking about, I mentioned that some bands that began as side projects became like full-time projects. And yep. That one of those bands was Hammerfall, actually.
Okay. Speaking of Hammerfall, when you mentioned today, because I just put some song on YouTube and came, you know, randomly. I saw some video and we made Swedish rock or Swedish metal. It's a great video. I don't know if you saw it. And on the background, you can see the old metal bands and even new one like Niflheim. You can see Heavy Load and etc. etc. etc.
Okay,
it's a nice video.
Is it a documentary or?
No. It's a video. It's a music video. Hammerfall. We made Sweden rock. Something like this is called song.
I think it was a. We Make Sweden Rock. That was a single that they put out. Hammerfall.
Yeah, but I speak about the video clip. It's it's a good one.
Okay. Well, I actually haven't listened to that one. It's been a while since I tried to listen to Hammerfall. I think the last thing I listened to was like in 2016, and otherwise. I mean, their recent stuff has been pretty, like, mediocre, and
For me, Hammerfall, basically, yeah, it's a good, big band, but for me, it's a mediocre one. But once again, I'm not into that power metal stuff anyway. Yeah. But I have, like, two or three albums from Hammerfall, because I bought a bundle of shit for a good price, and there was, like... Masterpiece, this double album that is just a cover album, and which album made to 20 anniversary before 2 or 3 days? Legacy of the King, I think. I have. Where is it? Just rumble something.
But it Hammerfall started out after members from Ceremonial Oath quitted. Oskar Dronjak and Jesper Strömblad. And Jesper Strömblad, he was also the guy that formed In Flames later on. So he was one of the founding members of Hammerfall. Together with Niklas Sundin and Mikael Stanne from Dark Tranquillity. Mm-hmm. So this band was basically just a fun side heavy metal project. But then... what the fuck? There's a lot of noise going on in your background there.
Yeah, as usual. So I have a Masterpiece by Hammerfall, Renegade, and Steel Meat Steel, 10 Year of Glory. That's what I have.
Oh, Renegade is a really good one.
Yeah.
I would say their four first is really good. Then I think after Crimson Thunder, it was sort of like, I don't know, it's not bad, it's not good. Which to me is really the worst kind of record you can make, is a mediocre one.
Well, shit happens.
Holy fuck, what's going on? It sounds like you're blasting.
Ah, yeah. Fucking morons. And that's a fucking new built apartment. This apartment, this house is like a couple of months old. Like 5-6 months old.
Okay. Well, I'm going to try to not be too distracted by the background sounds that you make. But
tell me about mine. It's like a non-stop farting. Fucking morons.
Because you guys won't be hearing this, but I'm definitely hearing it.
Who knows? Sometimes my mic is picking this shit.
Yeah, hopefully it picks it up a little bit, because that would be funny to listen to in afterwards. Oh my god, they're really going at it up there.
I don't know if they try to demolish their fucking apartment or what.
They could be. I mean, it certainly fucking sounds like it.
And speaking of Hammerfall, I think one of them are playing in the second album of Panzer, the German Panzer, that is also Schmier from Destruction. And I don't remember who was on the drum. I think it's Stefan from Accept.
Stefan Schwarzman, maybe.
Yeah, I think so. I'm too lazy to check it, but I
it
remember.
It probably is him, because he's like in every fucking every fucking band ever in Germany. That is. Yeah, I'm checking here, Panzer. Yeah, it's Stefan Schwarzman. That's true. He's been in fucking everything.
Yeah, man. So yeah, like I said, one of the members of Hammerfall also play in this album.
Yeah, it was Pontus Nordgren.
Mm-hmm.
They're fairly recent guitarists. They had another guy before, but I don't
the boat guy.
Yeah, and he became you know, I don't remember his name, but the bald guy, actually, I'm gonna check it out. His name was his name.
I think he was in the first couple.
Stefan Elmgren was his name, but he actually quit music in order to become a commercial air pilot.
Nah, I don't get, man. See Bruce Dickinson, for example.
Yeah, but he didn't quit to become.
Yeah, exactly.
He continued to be an air pilot and. You know,
and even he bought the company that he was pilot for, because they have some financial struggle, and Bruce just decided, ah, fuck it, I'm going to buy this company.
did he do it for free, or I don't know what you're getting at.
No, I mean,
Bruce Dickinson, why was the company in financial disarray? I don't get it.
Yeah, and he bought the company, so he's the owner of the company that he worked before.
He bought the company, all right. Okay.
Yeah.
I just wonder what the fuck you were talking about, like if he worked for a shitty company. I don't know, it's like too bad.
So, yeah, and okay, let's, because we mentioned Panzer, and I mentioned Schmier from Destruction. He have a couple of different side projects. One was Bass Invader with, I think, with PV from Rage, and Tom Angel Ripper from Solemn Davy, and I don't remember who was on the drums. So basically, it's like I don't remember if it's just the instrumental album, because I think they have just one album. And I don't remember if it was just instrumental or they have some vocals, but basically it's the band just with the bass players and drummer.
Ah, they had vocals, I remember, but I haven't listened to the entire album.
So I listened,
don't know,
but
I think some songs are instrumental, others are like with lyrics.
And the other one that I...
Markus
Groskopf
from Halloween.
It's on the drums.
Oh yeah,
right.
The drummer was no.
Bass.
They had someone on the album doing it. It wasn't an official member, but the guy playing the drums was some guy called Andre Hilgers, and Stefan Arnold also played drums. So. And Karsten Kreppert. So on the Bass Invaders thing, there seemed to be like a lot of drummers. Oh my god.
Yeah. Oh, so destructive.
Man, I'm not gonna be able to do this fucking show if we keep hearing that shit, man.
Well, man, what I can do, if I go there, I need to beat the crap out, because it's annoying. And the other one is Headhunters that Schmier done before he rejoined in Destruction. And Headhunters, basically, it's not so trashy than heavy metal oriented stuff. And if I'm Right. I think the drummer was I forgot the name.
Jörg Michael. Bear with me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Jörg Michael. From I don't know. I know the name. He's been like in everything. Basically, he's been in Axel Rudi Pell, Gravedigger. He played with Saxon, Running Wild, Stradivarius, and even Living Death.
Mm-hmm.
So he's, you know, it's easy to be in every band when you're a drummer. I've noticed.
Yeah, because drummer is more needed. But I thought it was Mike Torano, or what was his name?
Who?
Mike Torano, Mike Torano. He was a drummer at Rage at one point.
Fuck.
And I think at Taria as well.
I don't remember. But Jörg Michael was in Rage.
Yeah, because I remember there was a guy from Rage, and that's why I thought it was Mike Torano.
Yeah, oof.
Or whatever.
Yeah, and that this guy, André Hilgers, I mentioned, he was in Rage as well. Rage has been doing a lot of side bullshit.
Yeah, Mike Torano, especially Mike Torano, man, if you open Metal Encyclopedia, it's like having four rows with a... XXX like million bands. He's been in Gamma Ray, he's been in Malmsteen, and
he's been in Axel Rudi Pell as well. What the fuck? All the fucking German bands, man, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And Yngwie Malmsteen, so. Mike Tirana played with. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And Savage Circus, the wonderful Blind Guardian sound alike band.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
And we spoke about Blind Guardian, and now it is, and where I'm going, I don't know. But yeah, we can check our good friend that many people hated, and for his because they think it's racist and whatever. Like I said, I don't give a fuck, because I like the music and I make the difference between art and the artist. And that's Uncle Phil Anselmo.
Yeah, he has been doing a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he was a guitarist at Necrophagia for one point. And
guitarist.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I only thought his only talent was like singing.
No, he's guitarist at Necrophagia, death metal band from I don't remember from which state.
Yeah, I see here guitars. If he haven't been singing, he's been playing guitars. That's pretty.
Yeah.
I didn't fucking know that. That's cool.
And again, if you open his page, you have like a million bands.
Yeah, I see it. I see it now. I'm actually, but I'm kind of surprised, you know. And that shows you how little I know about like the Pantera and Phil Anselmo. I didn't even know it.
Because I know he was like a guitarist for Necrophagia, and I know just two or three of his side project that was like. Super Joint Ritual and Down, because Down was at the same time when he was at Pantera. And nowadays he's like touring with his band Phil H. Anselmo and the Illegals. Like I said on the previous episode, I think they are doing last time when I saw they was like Phil H. Anselmo playing Pantera songs. Just Pantera set.
All right, okay, that's the thing. But they have released one or two records, I see.
Yeah.
Probably nothing for me, but.
Yeah. And he was also at Samhain. What the fuck?
Phil Anselmo.
And at Samhain. Samhain, actually. That's other side project of Danzig, Glenn Danzig from Misfits and Danzig.
Yeah, and it's pronounced Samhain. It's a Celtic word.
Okay.
Now, the more you know, it's not Samhain, it's Samhain. No one knows that. I mean, okay, people who have watched like Halloween 3 knows it, but then again, who the fuck watches Halloween 3? I mean,
Who the fuck watches Halloween? A lot of people, but not me.
Yeah, the first Halloween was okay, but whatever.
Well, I'm not into a horror genre anyway. If it's not like most action, then horror, like for example, Blade or. Or Underworld or whatever bullshit. That is more action than fucking horror.
Yeah, definitely.
But anyway. So what we gonna go from now?
Oh man, I don't really know. I have no idea. Because
there are actually, it's a lot of bands that we never spoke, like for example Samhain or whatever you said, it's
Samhain,
the whatever. And probably we never, or at least we never gonna go so deep into Kiss and whatever, and that's good this topic, because we just put some band that probably we never speak again or not so deep into. All right, I'm going with again with Max Cavalera.
Oh man!
And after he left Sepultura, he created Soulfly. But before that, I think, or it was around this time, he had a project. I don't remember. Who was inside as well, that is called Nail Bomb, and it's more industrial oriented, and around 2007, 2008, 2009, 2010, something like this, he and his brother create Cavalera Conspiracy.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
But and I don't know what's going on, because first Cavalera Conspiracy was good, but I don't listen so often, so now and then, and I know they put a second album, but I don't know if it's still active or not.
Yeah, I mean, it says it is active, but they haven't released anything since 2017, well, man, so I don't know.
And also, you know, the Corona shit struck, and because I think they released around this year, 17, 18 or 19, some new album of Soulfly, so
yeah, but
probably he was busy with this.
I mean, it seems like that's where he's a busy man. He has like how many bands? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 active bands, so
oh shit.
I mean, he likes to have a lot of irons in the fire, I suppose.
To get busy,
man. All of these bands, and none of them are anything I would. Oh my god, killer or be killed, killer be killed. Metalcore / groove metal. No, thank you.
I
prefer old school Sepultura. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm also that boat with old school Sepultura. I mean, I listened one or two albums with Derek Green on Sepultura, and thanks for me. Even I don't like Roots.
That was the album that basically that was the album that ruined their career. Okay, let's do tribal metal.
Yeah,
fuck it.
Yeah, but also, you know, all that shit with his wife Gloria, that he quit the band for that and whatever.
And, I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, whatever. And speaking of Sepultura, the other side project that I want to mention is Derek Green Musica Diaboli, I think was called the band.
Musica Diaboli.
Yeah, and honestly, I prefer to listen that than Sepultura. It's a good one. Alright, buddy. Go with something. Go with something.
Oh, man.
It's your turn.
Is it? Are we taking turns now? Alright.
Because you say none of the band that you said or whatever is like.
But the thing is, I only going to talk about band that you don't know. So it's just going to be like back and forth talking about shit that no one cares about. So I don't
know. Who knows? Probably I know.
Well, man, I don't know. I really have nothing.
No, that sucks.
Yeah.
Because I can go with a side project all and all, but probably we're gonna revisit this topic someday.
Probably never. I don't know. It's like. It sort of depends because
we have a couple of episodes that we should revisit, but who knows when.
Yeah, well, I mean, revisiting, I don't know. I mean, I barely even remember what we've done, so I don't know what we're...
Metal movies and whatnot, I think, was one of the topics that we gonna revisit.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, man. And because it's annoying, and you don't have this fucking sound is annoying, so fuck off. you are like not feeling very recording today.
Well, I'm feeling recording. I'm just not into talking about this subject. I can talk about a bunch of other shit.
What type of pool you have today?
Oh, man, I just had some broccoli soup. During the show, when you did your talking, I just ate broccoli soup.
That's awful.
Awful.
It's good. Yeah, I don't. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think we can put a short episode this time.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I'm actually feeling a little bit tired. You're kind of. You were right about same. That. So.
Yeah. Same. Cause. I also was like woke up before 2 hours almost, and it's like nope.
And that fucking neighbor.
Yeah, exactly, man. So
it's not fun to hear fucking drilling noises when you're trying to do a show either. So I'm sorry, guys, but we're gonna come
tonight
back with something a little bit more high energy next week.
Yeah, and hopefully without the fucking drilling background.
It sounds like he's fucking a parrot up there or something. What the fuck?
Well, till then, you can go at our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/mailbrainfart or mailbrainfart podcast. It's going to pop up anyway. And somewhere down on the description box, it's gonna be our Patreon that I even don't know why we created, because anyway, nobody give a fuck to put some money in. Nobody believe in us, let's say it like this. And basically, that's it. See you next time. Till then, stay tuned or be tuned.